Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are highly grateful to Him. Let me encourage you from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 2. It says, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds. O Lord, renew them in our day. In our time, make them known. Hallelujah. Well, that was the prayer of Prophet Habakkuk, and where he was crying out to the Lord to renew and to revive his people one more time, that in your wrath you will have mercy and that you'll show favor to your people. My dear brothers and sisters, an unknown writer wrote, set us afire, Lord, stir us, we pray. While the world perishes, we go our way. Purposeless, passionless, day after day, set us afire, Lord, stir us as we pray. My dear brothers and sisters, it's very important that when the Holy Spirit was poured out at Pentecost for the birth of the church, it was in response to the fervent prayers of God's people. This is still the principle for an effective ministry of any people or any church. Determined, persistent prayer for the Holy Spirit's enabling power to accomplish our mission for God. My dear brothers and sisters, we all have got our individual vision and mission is to preach the gospel and to save souls. And where the Lord has placed us in our local churches, the Lord has placed us for a purpose that the mission of God will be fulfilled through the local body of Christ. So vitality is essential to any Christian ministry. Complacency is deadly. There must be the fervency of divine life infused into us by God the Holy Spirit. Just as a healthy wine manifests itself in producing foliage and fruit, so it is with a healthy Christian. He or she will bear evidence of an infectious enthusiasm for the furtherance of the gospel and a life that produces the fruits of the Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters, it would be helpful for each of us as believers, as well as each local church, that we would draw close to God, ask God to revive us, ask God to refresh us, to renew us, and ask God to equip us with His power, that we'll be effectively spreading the light of the gospel and meeting the need of salvation of this hour in your community, among your family, among your friends. And that is the call of the Holy Spirit. And that's the heart of God. The heart of heaven is souls. And therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, if we are not moving, who is going to move? If we are not preaching, who is going to preach? If we are not revived, who will then get revived? Hallelujah. So let's get encouraged. Let's ask the Lord to breathe your, O Lord, your breath of life, come sweeping through us. I love that beautiful hymn, O breath of life, come sweeping through us. Revive thy church with life and power. O breath of life, come cleanse, renew us, and fit thy church to meet this hour. It was written by Bessie P. Head many years ago. In 1937, it was published. So my dear brothers and sisters, be encouraged, be focused, seek God, and I promise you, your life will never be the same again. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. Yes, Lord, like Prophet Habakkuk, we cry out unto you, O Father God, that we have heard your fame. We stand in awe of your deeds, O Lord. Renew them in our day. In our time, make them known. In our time, make them known. Father, in this time, in this era, in this age, today, make your deeds known, O Father God. Make your power known. Make your glory known. O Lord, let there be a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. Let there be a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit of God, that your church, your people will be equipped to accomplish the task that you have given us. for preaching of the gospel, for discipling, for baptizing, for leading people in the paths of righteousness, O God, that the name of Jehovah will be glorified. Lord, that's what you desire. Lord, you have given us the Great Commission, and we cannot accomplish that commission till we, O Father, understand the great commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, soul, and spirit, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. I pray, fill us, O God, with that vision of God in our hearts and minds, that we'll never be the same. Today, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, running the errands for the day, bless them, be with them, flourish them, and prosper them, and keep them from every appearance of evil. I also pray for the ones who may be grappling with sickness, with health conditions. I release your healing virtue to flow into their bodies. From the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, they will encounter the presence of God, and they will never be the same. Because, Lord, your word says that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you, we bless you, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.